knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, Three's company too.
Hi, Janet. I jogged 3 miles down to the pier and back. Isn't that great? Hey, Chrissy.
Ooh, you look nice.
Now, don't you pick on me, Jack.
Huh?
Daddy yelled at me enough.
Because you look nice?
No.
Because you look nasty?
No, Jack.
Chrissy, I wouldn't yell at you. I don't have a temper like Janet.
Oh, Jack, I feel so bad about it.
Oh, Chrissy, take it easy. Nothing's worth getting so upset about.
No?
No.
You're right. It was an honest mistake.
Of course it was, little Chrissy. No, what went wrong, huh?
Well, I threw away today's mail.
You what?
Jack, I didn't mean it. I just went down to the trash barrel and the trashman already emptied it.
Chrissy, my GI check must be in today's mail. It's already 3 days late.
Jack, take it easy. Remember, you said that there was nothing worth getting so upset about.
Right, nothing isn't, but this check is worth $300, and I've been stalling the school on my tuition for weeks. Today is the absolute deadline.
What do you want me to do about it? Go down to the city dump and dig up 10 blocks of trash?
No, that would take too long.
Thank you. Look, Jack, couldn't the government just rush out a duplicate check?
The government rush?
Work.
Oh, well, me too. Look, Jack, don't worry. We'll help you get out of this somehow.
Yeah, I already thought of one thing I could do.
Really, what?
Talk to someone at work and see if they have an idea.
Well, that's great. Oh, my, so you're just going to leave me here alone? Well, thanks, Alana.
Oh, I'm so glad I caught you before you left.
Alana, listen, I don't have any time to talk right now. I need $300 for my school tuition today.
Oh. Well, did you give Furley the money for the rent yet?
No, that's due tomorrow.
Well, give that money to the school. I'll talk to Ralph and buy you some time on the rents. You know, he'll do anything for me.
Could you, Lana? That would be wonderful.
Oh, it's no big deal, Jack. He'll just insist that I go out with him.
Yeah.
He'll take me to a dinner at the Monster Burger. And order their 2-for-1 special. And he'll rush me to the movies before the prices change. And then he'll invite me to his apartment for a nightcap. He'll be all over me. I'll have to kiss him before I can get out of there.
Lana, you'd go through all of that for me?
No. Even you aren't worth all that.
Well, thanks anyway, Lana. Hey, and don't worry, I'll get the money somehow.
Jack, hi. Any luck?
No, and I tried every place. The only offer I got was from a guy who said he'd lend me some money on my life insurance.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I have to die first.
Jack! 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 I did it!
What? What?
Ta-da! Ta-da!
Chrissy, what's this?
You're silly. It's money. It's $300. I borrowed it for you.
Chrissy, that's fantastic. How?
Well, Harry, our warehouseman at work, knew this man, Mr. Bustamenti. So I went down to his office and he loaned me the money right away. $300, no strings.
No interest?
Well, he was interested. That's why he loaned me the money.
Harry called him a loan shark, but he seemed more like a guppy to me.
A loan shark?
A loan shark.
Chrissy, why don't you start over from the beginning?
Yeah. Okay. Ta-da!
Not that far back. Hey, where are the loan papers?
Well, there aren't any. He said all he wanted was your name, address, and next of kin.
Chrissy, you've really done it.
Oh, thank you. Why are you looking so unhappy?
Chrissy, loan sharks are crooks. They loan money to people at outrageous interest rates.
Janet, 25 is not that much.
$25?
Oh. Even less than dollars, 25%.
What?
25% of $300 is $75.
Well, that can't be.
Chrissy, the $75 is interest. That goes on top of the money you borrow.
Okay, Chrissy, what's this Bustamante's address? I gotta get this money back to him right away.
Well, you don't have to worry. He said when it was time, he'd come looking for you.
Where is the address?
Well, I wrote it on the back of an envelope. Gosh, you try to do somebody a favor around here and...
Here it is. 11 Holland Street.
Jack, you don't want to go down there.
If I don't, I'm going to end up at the bottom of the river.
If you do, you'll end up at my Auntie Helen's house. That's her address. Here's the right one. I still don't see what all the fuss is about.
Oh, Chrissy, I'll explain it to you later. Jack, good luck.
Don't say it like that, Janet. I am coming back, you know.
You be careful.
That's beautiful. Come in.
Mr. Bustamante?
That's right.
Hi. I'm Jack Tripper.
So?
Do you remember a girl named Chrissy Snow? She arranged a loan for me this morning.
Blonde girl?
Uh-huh.
I remember. I still got a headache from the experience.
That's Chrissy.
Oh, well, this is my executive secretary, Floyd.
Floyd, hello. How do you do?
I bet he's a strong typist, huh? Mr. Bustamante, I just came to return the money that Chrissy got for me this morning.
Why? Is it the wrong size?
No, it's just that I don't need it, really. It's all there, all 300, only used a few hours.
Profits don't count, you know, a minute or a week. The interest is still $75.
Well, you see, the thing is, sir, I don't have $75. Excuse me, my fault, I'm sorry.
I suggest you raise it.
Well, see, I'm not working at the moment. I'm going to cooking school full time. But if you need some odd jobs done around here...
Please, I got enough deadbeats around here. I don't need it. Did you say cooking school?
Yes, sir. I'm studying to be a chef.
Any good?
Well, I'm one of the top students in my class.
Look. My wife, she's from the old country, and somehow or other, she never learned how to cook. You can't even make a peanut butter sandwich.
Well, without bragging, sir, I can put
together... Well, you show how to make my favorite dish, scampi alla calabrese, and I'll forgive your outstanding balance.
Oh, gee, Mr. Bustamante.
But, you know, my wife, she didn't take time to learn much English. I don't suppose you speak Italian.
Well, no, but my roommate does. Anyway, we'll be speaking the language of food, which is universal. Your wife can start next week.
She can start in an hour.
She can start in an hour. Why put things off? I'll be there.
I hope so, because I'll be there in 2 hours to check up on you.
Well, that doesn't give me much time, does it? I better get to the market. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye. Nice meet. Excuse me. Don't get up. Okay, I've got the shrimp, so I can get started as soon as she gets here. Thank you for helping, girl.
Gosh, I hope my Italian isn't too rusty.
It has to be better than mine. All I know is merci beaucoup.
Look, whatever the old... old girls like. No cracks, okay? Lots of respect.
Okay, lots of respect.
Hi, Lucia Bustamante.
Come in. Yeah. Oh, sure. Jack Treeper?
Hi, Jack Treeper. Treeper. I'd like you to meet Janet and,
Chrissy.
Buongiorno.
Merci beaucoup.
Jack. Che bel stallone, giovane, che sei.
Welcome, Mrs. Bustamante, and I hope you will enjoy your mini tour of the world of gourmet food.
Perché non ti liberi del guardiano? Così possiamo incominciare un romanzetto tra di noi.
So if you're ready, why don't you go into the kitchen and begin our lesson?
Oh, Jack, che uomo sessuale! Cucineremo, ma non sarà pasta. Che bravo, Jack, bellissimo! Hot damn!
She's very enthusiastic, isn't she?
You can't go through with this.
Why not? She seems very anxious to get right to work and make something.
I understood what Mrs. Bustamante was saying, and the only thing that she wants to make is you.
Oh, come, what? Yeah, but Janet, she's a married woman, and her husband's a real tough cookie. Are you sure she was talking about getting it on with me?
Jack, you do not have to understand Italian to know what that lady was saying. I mean, she was shouting it in body language.
I thought she was getting a little worked up to be thinking about macaroni.
Okay, and you girls are going to have to help me. If you hear anything that sounds like I'm in trouble in that kitchen, you come in fast, okay?
I can't. You know I have to get back to the flower shop.
I know, but Janet, please, I need you.
Jack, I'm sorry, just... but this is my job we're talking about.
But
I'm already
Janet,
late.
I need some
Jack,
help
I'm sorry.
Here. Okay, Chrissy, will you help me and not leave me alone with her?
You want me to protect your honor?
Chrissy, I'm serious. If her husband gets the idea that I'm messing around with her, it could...
Oh, Jack Treepers!
Oh, Jack Treepers!
Will you come on? If it sounds like I'm in trouble, get in there and fast, okay? Oh, well, here we are, Mrs. Bustamante. Lesson number one is scampi alla calabrese. Here are the little shrimps.
Metti via il cibo velocissimo. Ho una grande attrazione per te.
I knew I should have taken a language instead of wood shop. Miss Bustamante, I think you can see better from up here. Whoa, now neither of us can see.
Oh, Jack,
that's magnifico. Miss Bustamante, what about the cooking? What about Mr. Bustamante?
Mr. Bustamante is a big dumb turkey.
Isn't that interesting how some Italian words sound exactly like English? No, Mrs. Bustamante, seriously. No hugging. No. Don't run the hair through your fingers. No, you don't want to kiss Mrs. Bustamante. She's... hang on a second, will you? Chrissy, why aren't you coming in here to help me?
You said to come in if you were in trouble. It sounded like you were having a ball.
Get in here. Oh, Chrissy, what a surprise. Well, as long as you're here, why don't you help look for my oregano? Take all day if you have to.
Okay.
Here's your oregano. I'll be outside if you need me.
Finalmente soli, Jack. Oh, mio innamorato dolce. We get cooking.
Yeah, Mrs. Bustamante, momento. Thank you. Momentarente, que sera sera. Chrissy, I'm going to have to go down to Furley's and cook this stuff there. You go entertain Mrs. Bustamante.
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to teach her to cook?
Chrissy, if this shrimp isn't cooked by the time her husband gets here, he's going to cook my goose. Now, will you just open the door for me, please?
Oh, God.
Mrs. Bustamante while I'm gone.
Well, what am I supposed to say now?
Anything. Just talk to her. Tell her a story, okay?
Hi, Mrs. Bustamante. Why don't you have a seat?
this frog. His name was Froggy. And you know...
Cosa fai qui? Oh, voglio a Jack.
You don't like that one. Okay. How about the time when they wouldn't let me on my high school debating team? They said I argued too much, you know?
Lana, where are you? I've been waiting over an hour. Lana, I just think it's really funny the way you keep pretending that you don't want to see me. Listen, when you get here, I want you to be all puckered up and ready to go. Because I don't want to waste time looking all over your face for lips. She must have run all the way. Lana, it's open. You're late, Pookie Pie. You're gonna learn soon that Ralphie doesn't like his women to keep him waiting. Don't be nervous. Come in and get your giggle water.
None for me, thanks.
Doing here?
I saw Lana on her way out. She isn't coming.
Oh, still playing hard to get, huh?
Mr. Furley, there's a woman in my kitchen.
I'm only responsible for mice and cockroaches. The woman is your problem.
If you don't understand, I was expecting an older lady to come over for a cooking lesson, but instead she's young and beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yeah, but she's Italian. I can't understand her, and she can't understand me. Every time I start to talk cooking, she's all over me.
No kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I said scampi alla calabrese, and she tried to kiss me.
Well, she's probably turned on by chefs. How could she know she was getting a chefette?
Mr. Furley, would you mind if I used your kitchen for a while?
No, be my guest. You say she really digs it when you talk Italian cooking to her, huh?
What? I can't hear you.
Bake your little heart out.
So then we decided to go down to where my kitty used to like to hide. That was the year after I was 12. When I was 13. Now, normally, cats like to hide under a porch. But not my kitty. We don't have a porch. I knew you'd like that one. Anyway, I wasn't going to ask my parents to buy a new house just so Fifi could have a place to hide. Anyway, me and my cousin went down there, and guess what? The kitty wasn't there. So we figured she was hiding. Oh, I'll be right back. Just a minute. There's more. Al dente.
Mamma mia.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Bon journey.
Are you feeling all right?
Fit as a pizza.
Listen, Jack asked me to come up here and keep a young Italian girl company. I understand she's in the kitchen.
Yeah, but she doesn't speak much English. Will you know what to say?
Did Romeo know what to say to Cleopatra? Arrivederci! Chef Ralph!
Ci sei. Dov'è Jack?
Hey, you're really a knockout. And how do I look to you? Pretty good, huh?
Agisci strano. Sei tu un pazza torta di noci e frutta?
I knew it. And now a little cooking talk to really get us warmed up. I just finished preparing a fantastic linguine bombardo. Lombardi.
Linguine.
Oh, anche tu sei un cuoco. Dove lavori?
Now I'm really getting to you, aren't I?
Say, listen, why don't you...
Mettiti le mani a
terra! What are you doing? I was just going to ask you for a date tonight.
Stai lontano da me, pazza banana!
I've heard about you fiery Italians. There's no on your lips. But CC in your heart. If this is what turns you on, the date is off.
Hey, hold it. Stop it.
What's going on? Mr. Furley is keeping Mrs. Bustamante company in there.
Vattene.
Hell, by destroying our kitchen?
Scampi turned out fantastic. Take a bite.
Jack,
go ahead.
It was so funny. What did that happen to you?
She's not Italian. She's crazy.
Ordine! Oh, Giacomo innamorato, dove sei stato? Oh, son tanto contenta di vederti.
No, I made it Scampi.
We were just cooking together. We were just making some. What the menu would do? Well, how eat?
Hey, this is marvelous. You took up this up?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're a genius instructor, Mr. Tripper. It's the best I ever tasted.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, Mrs. Bustamante could be a fine cook if she wanted to be.
Now, why were you kissing my wife?
Kicking.
Tua moglie sta per avere un piccolo Tripper e non hanno denaro. Chrissy si sta trestando i $300 per pagare al dottore dei bambini.
Mr. Tripper, come here.
Janet, you can have my clock radio for some.
My wife explained what was going on here. Huh? You're going to learn that when a man fools around with a woman the way you have, he's going to have to pay for it.
Don't you think I'm a little young?
Of course not. You're just the right age to start a family.
Huh? I mean, huh?
Forget the $75. And here's a little something to help with the blessed event. And, Lucia, come, my dear. You could cook dinner for me tonight.
Momento. Congratulazioni. Ciao.
Ciao.
Merci beaucoup.
I wonder what she said to get me off the hook like that.
Oh, she just stretched the truth a little.
How?
Well, I didn't get all of it, but it went something like she was kissing you because she had just found out that you and your wife, Creasy, were expecting a little Tripper.
What?
A little Tripper. And Chrissy needed the money to pay for the baby doctor.
And he believed that? Well, he must have. I'm standing here without any extra holes in my head.
I'm not Mrs. Tripper. I'm going to go straighten him out.
Chrissy!
No, Chrissy, not the clothes hamper. I emptied that this morning. I put everything in the washer.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought might happen, so I thought a better place would be under the kitchen sink.
Chrissy, the sink has a leak in it.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't like the sink either.
Chrissy, where is it?
Well, I put it in the safest place I know. In my shoe.
Oh, no, Jack, no, it's not here. No, it did it again.
Chrissy, take it easy. Calm down. Try the other shoe. I knew it.
Well, I only missed by one.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.